right now, loving the news yesterday that Big Brother could be back on our screens in 2020.
I love the idea, hey, that Big Brother could be making a return, but it's been a while.
Oh, look, I want to know if it's actually, like, got legs and if it could actually work in 2020. So we're going to go to a man in the know. He's a former Australian TV executive, used to EP Studio 10 on Channel 10, and he now curates the website tvblackbox.com.au. That's the place to go when you want the exclusives and find out what's actually happening behind the scenes.
You want the truth.
When you want the truth from the Australian TV landscape. Robert McKnight is here now. Morning, Rob.
Hello, how are we, guys?
Good. We do want to know a bit about Big Brother, though, this morning. What's your goss that you have, Rob?
Look, this could very well happen. Southern Endemol Shine, who are the people who make the show, have made it known that they want to get back into the Australian market, and they've actually been shopping it around to each network. So it's not just Channel 7 who are rumoured to be picking up the format. They've been shopping it around everywhere. In fact, Peter Salmon, who is the group's chief creative officer, told Deadline they were keen to get back into this territory. So, yeah, so they're really on the hunt to make this happen. And it actually is looking like it could be Channel 7 that have picked it up. I've reached out to 10 and 9. 10 and 9 haven't commented on whether they would be interested in picking up the format. 7 have been the ones to be rumoured to picking up this format, but they're making the point, well, it's being shopped around. So there is no confirmation, although I am getting whispers that 7 might have just snaffled the rights.
Right. Okay, so when Big Brother was at the height of its popularity, probably back in its Channel 10 days, it was a different world. We didn't have the multi-channels. We didn't have your Netflix and your Stans.
We didn't have influencers.
Yeah, we didn't live on our devices. Do you think the Big Brother format would be a success in 2020?
I actually think it could be, but once again, it comes down to the creative of it. I think 9 got it wrong when they ran Big Brother. It was boring, to be honest, and they didn't engage. They sort of had this format that skewed a bit younger, and their demos were a little bit older, and they weren't really sure what to do with the brand. I think that if you do take this brand on, you need to have it on pretty much every night. You know, 10 used to run it at 7 o'clock every night, then they'd have the up late versions, and then they'd have specials around it. And I think you need to do that. One of the successful things in the UK has been, in the previous years, it's actually finished there for a while, but one of the things they did was have the after show on one of their multi-channels, which I think gets people fully engaged. And one of the things I really liked about Channel 10's Up Late, and it wasn't just about the nudity, but you actually heard conversations that you couldn't run in those earlier time slots. So you got to hear conversations where they were really opening up about themselves and about other topics that weren't fit for a 7 p.m. audience. So I actually think that if you decide to do this, you've got to put all your chips in, basically, and, you know, not just half do it, which I think was the problem 90. And I don't think 9 had a diverse enough cast. And I mean ages as well as ethnicities, which is a word I can't say. So
I reckon if I was on Big Brother, I would only be ever showcased in Up Late. I don't think they would ever be able to show me at 7.
You'd fit on the Channel 9 version then, the boring version.
But would you be going nude in the shower?
No, not nudity. I'm talking my conversation.
Oh, mate, that'd get viewership up, Rob. Don't you worry about that.
No, it would not.
Oh, look, it's one of the biggest reality franchises this country's ever seen, and I'm excited at the prospects of it maybe coming back. Rob McKnight from tvblackbox.com.au. Check out the website and listen to the podcast. Mate, thanks so much for your insights.
Always a pleasure, guys. Love you guys.